Walker was just one of a few schools handpicked by the state this week for special visits from Maine's Education Commissioner. Jim Ryer's tour featured schools that had made substantial improvement on their state report cards. Troy Central School didn't come anywhere close to making this elite list. The number of Troy students, for example, who scored at or above proficient in math dropped from 33% to 31% this year, well below the state average of 61%. But numbers like these, says Principal Glenn Widmer, tell only a tiny sliver of the bigger story going on at Troy.
And that was just based on one test, the NECAP test. So it's kind of an arbitrary way of figuring out what the success of a school.
2 years ago, with RSU3 facing budget pressures, district officials decided to merge the principal positions at Walker and Troy and invited Widmer to apply. He's at Troy Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The school, Widmer admits, has some additional challenges that Walker doesn't. Parental involvement, so critical to success in the classroom, wasn't quite as strong when Widmer arrived, and each of the 2 years Widmer has been here has brought lots of new kids.
I looked at the number of kids that were coming in the fall, and 22% of those kids hadn't been here for at the beginning of the previous year. So there's high turnover in the student body.
And high rates of kids who live at or below 130% of the federal poverty level. Research shows a link between higher levels of poverty and lower levels of student achievement. Walker and Troy have roughly the same number of students, a little over 80. 63% of the kids at Walker get free and reduced lunch, compared to 82% of students at Troy.
I think that we can overcome that through good educational practices, we can overcome that. And you've got to believe that, right? To make it happen, you've got to believe it can happen, and I do.
Widmer says improvement is already happening at Troy, even if the state report card doesn't show it yet. The school, not surprisingly, is using the same approaches that have led to growth and success at Walker.
Jordan brought
chocolate chip cookies. She gave out 12 in the morning and 19 in the afternoon.
My name is Nicole Hughes. I am the second grade teacher here. This is the second grade class. We call ourselves the Curious Questioners. We're working on math right now.
How many cookies did she give away in all?
Okay, so here it looks like you thought this problem was subtraction, and I know why you thought that. It's because she's giving away. And
usually, as at Walker School, classrooms at Troy are divided into so-called spans. Hughes' class is part of the kindergarten through second grade span. As part of her professional development process, Hughes meets regularly for best practice and brainstorming sessions with a reading specialist, Widmer, who oversees math instruction, and the other teachers in her span.
We are talking about ways that we can meet the needs of our students, because what you find if you're an elementary teacher is I have students in here who are maybe on a first grade level on some things and maybe at a fifth grade level on other things.
The goal is to eventually allow kids to move back and forth between the different grade level classrooms based on their proficiency in reading, math, and other subjects. If a kid is a fourth grader but reads at a second grade level, he would do his reading in the second grade classroom until he shows he's ready to move on. Kids at Walker School are already moving around within spans this way. Widmer says it's a big reason math and reading proficiency at the school have improved so much. Another is the high level of parental involvement, an area where Troy is also moving in the right direction.
Our PTO meetings are half parents, half staff. The principal comes to every single meeting, and over half of our teachers do as well. So that's pretty remarkable for our school.
Emily Holmes is president of Troy's parent-teacher organization. She says the group's influence on school life has been inconsistent in past years.
So when we came in, a brand new group of mothers and fathers, we kind of said, okay, let's get Troy School back to being centered around the children and what we can do to better their lives and their educational experience here at the school.
The PTO is working together to build a new playground at Troy. Holmes says parents, at least so far, have stepped up to help when asked. She says she's confident the school is on the right track and will see its kids continue to improve in the years ahead. And she says she hasn't spent much time looking at Troy's report card from the state. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.